Top Defenseman Award. Now, this one is given annually to the player judged to be the best on the blue line. In recent history, the Colts have been driven by excellence on the back end. You look at great defensemen over the last 6-7 years. You've got Kevin Vandenhoven, Clinton Armitage, Dennis Lawrence, Jack Vergouen. They built a legacy of great defenders donning that Colts red, white, and blue. This year's winner has no doubt continued that legacy of greatness. It's his third straight year being honored with this award. The 2020 Top Defenseman is once again Corbin Houchin.
And they work the puck here. Houchin just throws one at the net. That one jams away. It's in! Houchin just let a shot go. He was under pressure. That one goes towards Kelly. It was a bit of a bounce on it. And Houchin will lead the rush to the bench. Power play goal for the Colts. And with 9:16 to go in this third period, they're up 2-1.
Can't quite keep that one alive. Instead, the Vipers going to turn this one around. They get up to center. Nice stick lift. Aaron Houchin runs over his man. Solid body check in the early going. Corbin Houchin.
At the side of the net, it rolls into the corner. Leatherdale to the point. Houchin going to let one go. That one going to go through. It's in! Anderson can't believe it, but Corbin Houchin's point shot finds its way through the Red Deer keeper. And the Colts have come back and tied this one again. Corbin Houchin, just the wrister from the point, and good things happen when you put the puck on net. And the Colts rewarded once again. It's 4-4 with 3:45 to play. We got a brand new hockey game.
I got the puck at the point, and actually before the shift, I hear Coach Lyle yell at me to shoot the puck. So I get the puck at the point, throw it on net, and get a lucky bounce and then into the goal.
We are joined now by Corbin Houchin. And first off, Corbin, congratulations on your third straight Top Defenseman Award. What does it mean to you winning this award three times in your 4 years with the Colts?
It feels amazing. It's such an honor to win the award. Appreciate Gord for selecting me and all the past coaches.
Now, when you first joined the team in the 2016-2017 season, they were coming off a championship the year before. The defense had lost some key players from that team. You were joined on the back end by guys like Cale Brown, Trey Wallace, Jack Vergouen was still there, Spencer Dowd, and it was another great defensive season. What did playing with a defensive core like that early on do for you as a player?
Well, it's super, super easy to play with guys like that. That's such high-caliber guys. They really help you out and make you stand out when you're lacking in certain positions. It's a blast to play with guys like them.
Now, obviously, this year saw the strangest way for a junior hockey career to come to an end, but looking back on your time in Colt Country, what are some of those memories that you're going to take away from your time in junior hockey?
Best memories got to be the reverse sweep on Red Deer. You know, when you can come back from a deficit from a team like that, it feels really, really amazing.
And Corbin, we thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us tonight. And again, congratulations, your third straight Top Defenseman Award.
Thanks so much, Jeff.